Chof Dalet Elul, Tuesday the 24th of September. Rabbi Aharon Basus, how important is it for women to hear the shofar?
First of all, thank you very much for inviting me to say a few words today. I take it as a very big zechus before Rosh Hashanah. You know, you have to be marbe mitzvos and masim tovim at this time. So vaday to be lelamed barabim is definitely considered a very big zechus. And thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. Also today, Chavdav Elul is, apart from the Yotzah, the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, it's also the Yotzah of my great-grandfather, Chacham Shlomo Twena, Zichron Lebracha, so I'll say these few words, also the Zichro, but Inishmato. How important is it for ladies to hear the Shofar? So, as Akdama, if someone asks you, what's the most important part of Rosh Hashanah? What would you answer?
Shofar.
Listening to the shofar. Yeah? That's what the Torah says. Yom Teruah. It's a day of shofar. It's a day of blowing the shofar, the day of the Teruah. It's interesting because Midoraisa, you only have to blow 9 koilas. Tkiah, Teruah, Tkiah. Tkiah, Teruah, Tkiah. Tkiah, Teruah, Tkiah. Yeah, the whole day is called after that blowing. No, Midrash, you have to blow all 3. Because even though it's not written Befeish in the Pasuk, but Chacham Mekabel that from Gzeir Shava, that you have to blow Tzkiah before and Tzkiah afterwards as well. But the Ikka is the Trua. That's the Ikka Koil. The Ikka Koil is the Trua. Yeah? So, the whole day is called after the Shofar. Imru Lefonai Malchius, the Gemara says, you must say Psukim and Malchus in order that we should make the Rebbeinu Shemah HaMelech. Zichroinus, Kedei Sheyali Zichroinchem Lefonai L'Toiva. In order your remembrance should come in front of me for the good. So you have to say Psukim of Zichroinus. Uva Meh. And how does our Zichoron come in front of our Kadosh Baruch for the good on Rosh Hashanah? Bashofar. It comes, the whole thing works through the shofar. Yeah? The shofar is what takes up everything and makes everything good. Yeah? The shofar is mamtik the dinim. When we blow the shofar, the pasuk says, we say it before blowing the shofar, this is the mizmah, but it's because of this pasuk. Allah Elohim bitru'ah Adonai bekol shofar. What does that mean? Before blowing the shofar is Elohim, is midat hadin. But because Hashem bekol shofar, but it becomes midas harachamim through the voice of the shofar. Hashem omed mikisei hadin v'yoshev al kisei hachesed v'rachamim. He changes. The whole atmosphere in Rosh Hashanah changes by tkiah shofar. Interesting. Yeah? When do we blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah? What time in the service? Huh? Very, very late. Very strange, isn't it? A mitzvah, d'oraisa, we try to do always, we have a class, Zrizim Magdim in the mitzvahs. Yeah? We don't delay doing a mitzvah d'oraisa. Lulav, you do lulav by musaf. You do lulav straight away after, as soon as you finish Shemana Esra Shachris, you take the lulav. Yeah? Halal, you do straight away after Shemana Esra. We don't delay mitzvahs. Yeah? Bris Milah in the morning, you do straight after Shachris. That's the right place for it. Yeah? You don't delay. Zrizim Magdim in the mitzvahs. But here, Takonas Chazal, you blow the shofar after Pesach Torah. Mata. Okay, so we won't have the zechus of the Torah as well. That's what the Tokeh should blow the shofar from the Bimah. We have the zechus of the Torah as well. And even Ashkenazim put back the Sefer Torah straight away. But we leave the Sefer Torah out, I think. We don't leave the Sefer Torah out before for the kids? Yeah. We leave the Sefer Torah on the Sefer Torah is there. Yeah, because we want to have the zechus of the Torah as well at the time of the Tekeh shofar. Okay. Abiv Shat. Because if you blow it too early, some people are not yet there. And if you blow it too late, some people already left. when is the time when the shul is the fullest? Like Kriyas HaTorah. At that time, yeah, every shul, yeah, even the most left shul, yeah, the shul is the fullest time of Kriyas HaTorah. Right? So that's when Chachom wanted, we should blow the shofar when everyone is there. To be mezakeh that everyone should hear the shofar, because that is the most important thing you can do on Rosh Hashanah. Yet, interestingly enough, women are exempt. Women are exempt from hearing shofar. Yeah? Because it's mitzvah, say shazman grom, and oshim pturis. Now, not always women are exempt from mitzvah, say shazman grom. So when it's a very important mitzvah of the day, you'll find women are chayiv, even though it's zman groma. So for example, Kiddush, on Friday night, women are chayiv the same as men. Yeah? Even though it's mitzvah say she has zman groma. We learn it out from the pasuk Zocha b'shoma, kol she yeshna b'shmira yeshna b'shchira, and therefore women who is b'shmira, they also have to be b'shchira. So the master, the important mitzvah on Shabbos, which is Kiddush, women also chayiv d'oraisa. What's the important mitzvah on Pesach? Women are chayiv and matzah d'oraisa. Yeah? Even though this is shezman grom, it's only once a year. Matzah is mamash only once a year. Yeah? So there's a little Pesach. Yeah? But women are chayiv d'oraisa. Why? Kol sheyeshna v'bal toichel chometz, yeshna v'kum echol matzah. Whoever is chayiv not to eat chometz, is chayiv to eat matzah. So Chacham made a drasha that women have to be chayiv and matzah d'oraisa. So I'm giving an example. That even though you got mitzvah as man grom, when it's a very important mitzvah to do with that day, basically it's the most important part of the day, the Torah is mechayev women as well. So when it comes to shofar, you would expect there should be a drasha that women should be chayev. Yeah? Because if shofar is going to do everything for us, so only the men need to have a good year and the women don't need to have a good year. Hayitochem. So I want to show you. Interesting enough, the mitzvah says shazman groma, the noshim peturis, doesn't mean that they're exempt and they've got no mitzvah. I want to show you that they have got a very big shaychus, even though it's mitzvah says shazman groma, and if they do it, they're doing a very gewaltig mitzvah, and it's definitely correct for them to do it. So let me show you this point. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, can women blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara brings down the Flem and Gimel on the Aleph, a machloket between Rabbi Yehuda on one side and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon on the other side. The Gabe smichet ha-korban. He has a mitzvah, every korban, to do smicha. Yeah? It says in the Torah, b'somach es yoda rosh korbanai. Yeah? So, it says, Daber b'nei Yisrael b'somach. The b'nei Yisrael, the men have got mitzvah smicha, women don't have a mitzvah smicha. So the shaila is, if women want to do smicha on the korban, are they allowed to, or they're not allowed to? Rabbi Yehuda says, they're not allowed to. It's asur. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon says, Nashim somchot reshut. If they want to, they can do it. They don't have to, but it's reshut. They can't do it. The Mefarshim explain. What's Rabbi Yehuda say? It's awesome. Why should we awesome? I mean, vosevus. They haven't got a mitzvah, but why should we asur? Yeah? So he said, because there's an element of issa. There's a problem of an issa over here. Because if we wouldn't have a mitzvah to do smicha, we wouldn't be allowed to, because you're not allowed to be mishtamish v'kodshim. When you do smicha, you put your koyach on the animal, so you're mishtamish v'kodshim, you wouldn't be allowed to do that. Lule the mitzvah of smicha. So the Yehuda says, women who don't have a mitzvah, so they're not allowed to. It's asur, because they're mishtamish v'kodshim, so they'll be mock a mitzvah. However, if Yosef and Shimon say, they're allowed to. Rashi says over there, V'chein mitzvah say shezman groma, v'chein tzkiyah shofar, Rashi says. Yeah? The same thing about tzkiyah shofar. Even though tzkiyah shofar, there's an element of issa. Yeah? The halacha is like Rabbi Yosef Shimon, Nashim somchot b'shut, and Nashim can also blow the shofar. Yeah? What's the element of issa in blowing the shofar in Rosh Hashanah? Yeah? Because in Yom Tov you're not allowed to play musical instruments normally. If there wouldn't be a mitzvah to blow shofar, midabonon, we wouldn't be allowed to blow the shofar. On another Yom Tov, on Pesach we can't take a shofar and blow it. On Shabbos we can't take it. On Sukkot we can't take a shofar. Right? But Rosh Hashanah we're allowed to for the sake of the mitzvah. Yeah? But women don't have a mitzvah. So are they allowed to blow the shofar or not? It's the same shayla. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they're not allowed to. According to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon, they're allowed to. Yeah? And the halacha is like Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon. Yeah? The women are allowed to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Shulchan Aruch writes, in Simon Taf Kuf Peitet, Se'if Vav, Se'loshon Mechaba, Ava Pisha Nashim Ptuvot, even the women are exempt from shofar, Yecholot Litkoa. They can blow the shofar. Okay. No, they can't blow for the public because they're potter. Kol ha-potter min ha-mitzvah cannot be moitzi. Kol ha-potter min ha-mitzvah cannot be moitzi. Rabbi Yehuda Chavasa. For sure they can't blow for. But here we're talking about for themselves. They want to blow for themselves. They're allowed to. Right? Now, the question is, are they just allowed to, or is it correct? Is it commendable for them to? That is the question over here. And that is a machloikas rishonim. Where there's just a heter, rishus, noshim psomich rishus, or it's, when we say rishus, it means, we find the noshim rishus, that it also means a mitzvah. That it's not a chova. Like men are chayav, yeah? The Psalm say, the Gaon says, that eating matzah the whole of Pesach is a mitzvah. But the Gemara says, shayom im rishus. The Gemara says, lad rishon chova. Shayom im rishus. So the Gaon says, that where it says Rishus, it means it's a mitzvah, but it's not a chova. So here as well, some say, we're going to see now, Machloek's Rishonim, some say by Mitzvah Seisha's Man Groma, that when the Gemara says, Nashim Samchot Rishut, it means it is a mitzvah. Only it's not chova. Others say, no, there's no mitzvah at all. They're allowed to do it, but there's no mitzvah. So let me bring you the Machloek's, which is brought down in the tool between the Bala Ito and the Ravio. We're talking about Gdolei Rishonim very early on. Rishonim from very early on. So, the question is, two shailas. Can a man who has already blown the shofar and been yotze his mitzvah, blow the shofar just for ladies? Right? One shaila. Second shaila, can he carry the shofar in the Rishus HaRabim to blow for ladies? He's already heard the mitzvah. He's already blown shofar and shul. But there's a lady who hasn't heard the shofar and she asked him, please can you come to my house to blow for me the shofar? Can he carry the shofar to her house through the Rishus HaRabim on Yom Tov? For a man he can definitely
do
it. For a man he can definitely do it. Because the man's got chiv. And kol yisrael arevim zeh bazeh. We all have to see that even though we've done the mitzvah, that another yid who has another mitzvah should do it. Yeah?
How can he carry it? You're not going on Shabbos because
man.
Not Shabbos, I'm talking about Yom Tov. Now, I'm telling you a chiddush for some people. Yom Tov, everyone knows you're allowed to carry. That's not 100% correct. You're only allowed to carry something which is litzorech. You can't start put things in your pocket for no reason. Yeah? You can put your handkerchief, you can keep the key of the front door, yeah? But the Ben Shachai says, for example, yeah, if you've got a key from an internal door in your house, you're not allowed to carry it. Because you don't need to carry that key. You have the key of the front door, get in, once you're in, you get the key, you hide it in whatever place you want to hide in the house. You don't need to carry it. Right? So you're only allowed to carry what there's a need for it. So if there's no need, it's called on the shayla. If there's no need for women to hear shofar, it's not a mitzvah for them bichlal, so then you wouldn't be allowed to. But if it's a need, because there's a mitzvah for them to blow shofar as well, or to hear shofar, then you'd be allowed to. So lemasa, it's a machlokes. So that's what I'm going to show you now. It's a machloikes between the Ito and the Ravio. The Torah in Siman Taf Kuf Pei Tet says the following: Kosa Bal Ha'itu Achash Sheyotze Kvar. After the man has already been yotze, the tokeh has already been yotze. Eini achol itkoa leotzi'ah. He cannot blow it again for ladies. Just for ladies, he can't. Ela imken lo yatza, unless he hasn't been yotze. Shenimse tokeh leotzi'ah. That's more. Because in that case, he's blowing for himself as well. So then he's allowed to blow for ladies as well. Because he's been yotze for himself. V'chein noagim be'ashkenaz. The minhag was in Ashkenaz, litkoa lenashim hayoldot kol shitkeu bebeit haKnesset. If women just had babies, yeah, so they couldn't go to shul, right? So they said to the tokeh, please come to my house, blow. Do you hear? I want to hear the shofar. So he used to go before davening. He used to go before davening to blow for them. Kedei shiotzi atokeh gamit atzmo. So at that time when he blew for them, he was going for himself as well, because he hadn't yet done the mitzvah. But the Itza says, for him to blow after davening, he won't be allowed to, because he's already been yotze. So he's only blowing for ladies. He can't do that. He's doing an Itza, shaloi b'mkom mitzvah, because it's an Itza normally to blow shofar on Yom Tov. The Rabbi kata, but the Rabbi wrote, shafilu achar sheyatza yachol itkoa lehem, ולהוציא השופר בשבילם אפילו דרך רשוס הרבי. The rabbi said, no, I don't agree with that. Even after he's blown in his yoitza, he can blow specially for the ladies, and he can even take out the shofar into the rishus harabim and carry it through the shurabim to blow for them. ולזה הסכים אדוני אביזר. And this was also the opinion of the father of the tour. Who was the father of the tour? The Rosh. Right? And this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Maran in Shulchan Aruch says, yeah, that a tokeh can even blow the shofar for ladies even after he's been yotze. Halacha mefurish in Shulchan Aruch. What do we see? What is the machloikus between? Everyone agrees women can blow themselves. The shaila is, can a man blow for them if he's already been yotze? Zog the Beit Yosef. He says, the time is, they can do themselves. Mishum nachat ruach. And not, there's no mitzvah for the ladies to hear shofar. But no, without bracha. There's no mitzvah. Yeah? But it would be very not nice for them. They would not feel good. So chachamim allowed the nachat ruach, just to give them nachas ruach. They allowed something which there is an element of issa for them to do themselves. But
if you're allowed to have the nachas ruach on them, then it's not an element of it. So it's
only to give them nachas ruach. It's not because there's a mitzvah. One second. Yeah? But a man is ready blown, lo yitkalahen, de'en omim la'adam chatei ba'avu nachas ruach. They want to have nachas ruach, they can do it. But we cannot tell a man to sin to give a woman nachas ruach. It is not a mitzvah for the woman, it's only to give a nachas ruach, so man cannot do an aveira. And for him it'd be an aveira to blow shofar when there's no mitzvah.
Can a woman blow for herself?
So she can blow for herself. Yeah. So that is the machloitza. According to the Itza, that's the machloitza in the Gemara. According to Rabbi Yehuda, she's not allowed to. It's awesome. According to Rabbi Yosef Shimon, nashim somchot reshut means they're allowed to, but there's no mitzvah. They're only allowed because Chachamim felt that the women would be very upset. Yeah? So they allowed them to do it to give them nachas ruach. But there's no mitzvah. And therefore, a man could not do it for them. They only allowed the lady herself to give herself nachas ruach if she wants to. But they did not allow a man to sin in order to give nachas ruach for a lady. So therefore, the Itza holds, that is the situation. There's no mitzvah for ladies to blow. And it made her. A man cannot blow for, he cannot carry the shofar in the shus rabbi. However, the rabbi says he can. Because the rabbi holds, when it says reshus, it means there's a mitzvah. It doesn't mean just as reshus. It's not just nachas ruach. It is a mitzvah for them to hear the shofar. What mitzvah? You'll ask them what mitzvah. The Gemara says, yeah, Godel mitzvah ve'oiseh, A person who's mitzvah and he does a mitzvah is greater than the person who's not mitzvah. But the person who's not mitzvah boiser, he's also doing a mitzvah. Right? It's also a mitzvah for him to do. It's not the same level. He's not as great. He's not as godly. It's not the same. He won't get the same schar, but he'll still get schar. It's still a mitzvah. So therefore, ladies, says the rabbi, who blow the shofar, or to hear the shofar being blown, they're doing a mitzvah. Albeit, it won't be the same schar as a man, because she's not mechuyev, yeah, but she's doing a gebaldige mitzvah. And therefore he says, it's such a mitzvah, that a man who's already done, he's been yotzei, can carry the shofar through the shus harabim for her, because it's considered a tzorech, and he can even blow for her. Even though he's doing something which normally is forbidden on Yom Tov, and it's only mutar b'makom mitzvah because it is considered b'makom mitzvah. That is the halacha lemaisa. Yeah? The halacha lemaisa is that that's what we can do. Because we consider it, yeah, that a lady to hear the shofar is also a mitzvah. And it's a gewaltige mitzvah. Now I'll show you something else. Yeah? Women, that is the custom that all the ladies, whoever's able to, they pack into the shul for tkiyah shofar. Right? Okay, even if they can't stay, they got small kids, whatever, the children are making a noise, they can't stay, but they stay just for tkiyah shofar. What is the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar? Doraisa, the first 30 which we hear after the priest, we blow after the brachos. Yeah? Once you've heard that, you've done the mitzvah of doraisa. Everything else is midrabbanan. Right? So even a lady can't stay for Musaf, they all pack him to the shul at that time. Why? Because it's a mitzvah what they're doing. It's not stam. You think, oh, it's a nice thing. No! It's a gewaltige mitzvah. I'll tell you something more. According to Rabbeinu Tam, he holds women make a brocha on a mitzvah say she has man grotna. It's a machloit from the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam says, women, they can do the mitzvah, but they can't make a bracha. Why can't they make a bracha? Because in the bracha you say, they're not mitzvah. They can't say vetzivanu. That word is a sheker. Beit Ham says, no. They don't say vetzivani, I'm commanded. Vetzivanu. Are they members of Klal Yisrael? Yes. So they're saying Klal Yisrael is commanded. Yeah? It's not a bracha about Torah. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says, women can make a brocha. So, if they're blowing shofar for themselves, they can make a brocha. If the tukher comes to the house to blow for a lady, he can make a brocha for her. Come to Rabbeinu Tam. That's the Menge Ashkenaz. That's what the Morites. Yeah? Women can make a brocha on lulav. Yeah? Now, if they're not doing any mitzvah, if there's no mitzvah at all, it's just completely voluntary what they're doing, could you make a brocha? Does it make any sense to you? A bracha means that what you're doing is a mitzvah. It's not a chiyuv, but it's a mitzvah. And that you're making a bracha. Yeah? Rambam holds you don't make a bracha. Because you can't say mitzivon. But Rambam still agrees. There's no machlos in the Rambam in a bit of time if it's a mitzvah or not. The only machlos is when you make a bracha. But the mitzvah is exactly the same. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. But it's a mitzvah. Right.
So if I eat mutton on the third day Pesach, why don't I make a bracha?
Because you can't say vitzivanu. You can't make a bracha. Because you can't say vitzivanu. Because no one is mitzvah.
It is a mitzvah.
Huh? It is a mitzvah, but it's not chiyuv. Vitzivanu means I'm mitzvah. I'm commanded. Legabe, a mitzvah says she has man groma that women make a bracha, according to Rabbeinu Tam, because men are mitzvah. So they're saying vitzivanu, there are members of Klal Yisrael who are commanded. But matzah the other days, no one is commanded. It's a mitzvah kiyum, it's for everyone. Memela, you can't say the bracha, you can't say vitzivanu. The Mogen Avraham writes the Gavis Sfirat HaOmer. Yeah? He says over there, in the beginning of Hilchas Sfirat HaOmer in Shulchan Aruch, the Mogen Avraham writes that Noshim, even though they're potter from counting the Omer, but kvar shavya alayu choyva. They had made it for them like a chiv. Now, no. I don't think women nowadays are so makpid to count the omer every single night. Yeah? But at the time the Mogen Avraham, they did. And the Mogen Avraham says, Kashav Yalai Chayva. You know what that means? What does it mean, Kashav Yalai Chayva? They have made it for them like a chiv. Meaning, they have to do it now. I'll give you an example of this. It's a machloikis, tfilat arvit, reshut or chova. Do you have to daven ma'ariv or not? It's a machloikis in the Gemara, machloikis in Tanoim, and Gamliel and Yeshua, in the Mishnah Brachot. And the halacha is that Yeshua, tfilat arvit reshut. You don't have to daven ma'ariv. That's why we don't say chazorah. Even in Yom Kippur, there's no chazor sashatz. Because if someone is not a boki to say Shimon Eser, Ma'ariv, so he doesn't need to daven. Chazor Zashatz, Hachom and Mesakin, that someone doesn't know how to daven, he'll hear from the Shliach Tzibur. But Ma'ariv, he doesn't know how to hear, so he won't daven. Tfilas Abis Rishus. So what does that mean nowadays, practically speaking? What if someone says, one evening I'm not feeling so good, so I won't daven Ma'ariv, can he do that? No. The Rif already writes, Aval kvar shavayu klal yisur aleim chova. Klalis have accepted Tfilis Arvis as if it's a chova. What does that mean? We are now, we have to do it now, and we haven't got any opportunity to avoid it. We have to do it, right? That's what we shavu alai chova. Yeah? How does it work? It becomes like a neder. Yeah? If a person makes a neder to do a certain thing, yeah? So he has to make it. He has to do it, yeah? Not because he really has to do it, because of his neder. So Klal Yisrael, it's like we have made a neder to daven ma'ariv. And therefore we can't get out from it. Yeah? Yeah, the chachomim of that, those doiras, yeah, put it on the whole of Klal Yisrael. Put that chiv on the whole of Klal Yisrael. They made like a native of the whole of Klal Yisrael. And the same thing when the Mogen Avraham says over here. The Gabbis Sviat HaOmer. Right? Ben Ishchai says, yeah, that ladies, the Gabbis Shofar, kvar shavyayu alayu chover. If a lady has heard, has come to shul every year to hear the shofar, and one year she can't come, he says she has to hear the shofar. Or bechatoras nedarim. One of the two. But she cannot just not do it. Why? Because she's shavya alayu chover. In the nusach of bechatoras nedarim, it's written over there that v'asinu davar tov shlosha pa'amim ve'lo etninu sheyeze bli neder. If you do a davar tov three times and you don't say bli neder, it becomes for you a chayva. Yeah? So that's the situation, the gabe tzkiyah shofa. The Minchas Chinuch asks on this Mogen Avraham. He says, what are you talking about? I don't understand. Misa seisha zman groma, women I accept. So how can they make it for them a chayva? Yeah? Some say women are not allowed to do Misa seisha zman groma. And you're telling me that it becomes a chayva? He said, I don't understand this Mogen Avraham. What's the pshat? Minchas Chinuch understands that there's no Indian for women to do mitzvah shazman groma. It's completely reshut. If it's no Indian, then it doesn't become a chayva. It's only if it's a devar tov, yeah? Because a neder you have to say ani noder, yeah? You have to say loshen neder, loshen shvua. If you don't say loshen neder, then you become a neder. It's only very rare cases. One of them is if you do a Dvar Tov three times and you don't say Bli Neder. So that automatically, by the fact that you've done it three times, makes into a Neder. Right? But that's only if it's a Dvar Tov. If it's a mitzvah. Nidre mitzvah, it's called. Now if it's not a Dvar Tov, if it's a Dvar Rishus, yeah? Let's say you decide that you're going to have an apple every day. For health reasons. Yeah? So if you do it 3 days, so now it becomes a Neder. And if you can't, you want to change your mind, you have to be matzaneder, about the nesh. Because not a dvar tov. It's only a dvar tov, something which is a mitzvah, yeah, an element of mitzvah, then. So this is the machloikis between Mogen Avraham, the Ben Ishchai, and the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch holds there's no mitzvah for women. Therefore, even if they did every year, they came to hear the shofar, they're doing something completely voluntary, and therefore, they don't want to come on here. They don't have to worry about it. Fine. Yeah? But the Mogen Avraham, Ben Shchai hold that no, there's a mitzvah what they're doing. And as we proved from the Shulchan Aruch, that's the halacha. The halacha is not like Menachas Chinuch. The halacha is like the Mogen Avraham, Ben Shchai, what they say, that there is a mitzvah for women to hear the shofar, to do any mitzvah, such as man groma. Yeah? There's only two or three examples when there's not a mitzvah for them to do it. Sisters and Tefillin is two of the most famous ones. Even a woman wants to, she shouldn't do it. Yeah? Not going into that now. But generally, any mitzvah say shas man groma, whether it's lulav, sukkah, it's not a good thing to make a small sukkah lechatchila. A sukkah lechatchila should be made that women can sit inside as well. Yeah? The master, the more says it. The more says teishvu ke'en taduru. When you're at home, are you home with your wife? Yeah. The Ramon says the reason why people don't sleep in sukkahs is because they don't have private sukkahs, and the mitzvah is to be with your wife. That's what he says. That's what the Ramon says. Yeah. So when you build a sukkah, lechatchil, you should build it. Women can also be there because even though they're exempt, yeah, but it's a gevaldige mitzvah for them to do it. Yeah. Because ain't a mitzvah ve'oisa. So that is the answer to the question is it important for ladies to hear the shofar on Rosh Hashanah? The answer is most definitely yes. Yeah? And especially the shofar, which is such an important mitzvah, bichlal, it's the whole climax of the day, avada be'avada, is the right thing for ladies to make every effort to go and hear the shofar. Da, 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 da